Let's go to the Word. Let us agree in prayer. Thank you, Father, for your Spirit that you've so quickly given unto us upon your resurrection. Our hearts are full with thanksgiving. We say thank you, Lord Jesus. We ask and receive this morning that the point of ignorance is dematerialized. Our hearts are receptive to receive the truth. The truth of God's word is taught in accuracy and with precision. There is no confusion in this atmosphere. There is no confusion in this atmosphere. At the end of today's meeting, as saints, we are edified and Christ alone is glorified. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. If you would, your Bibles, which I believe you should be with, turn with me to Mark's Gospel, chapter 16, verse 14. Mark's Gospel 16, verse 14. Bible says, afterwards, he appeared unto the 11. Who is the he that appeared unto the 11? Jesus, right? So, Jesus appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, and he upbraided them for their unbelief. He upbraided them with their unbelief and what? Hardness of the heart. If you remember in our previous teachings, we've talked about what hardness of the heart is. And it's a figure of speech for what? Unbelief. Right? Moses called the people of Israel stiff-necked people. Right? He called them the rebellious generation. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 20. We said people that have no faith. So it means that Jesus died and resurrected, and they were still unbelief. Now look at what it says. And he upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart. So upbraided them with their unbelief. Is that true? That is hardness of heart. What does that really mean? Because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. So what happened? Jesus died. He rose again. And when he rose again, at first, the disciples did not see him. But a group of people saw him, right? A Mary saw him, right? And Jesus said, go and tell my disciples, go and tell Peter that he is alive. So the first woman to preach the gospel is a woman. Are we together? So when we relegate women in the church, in the ministry, I'm like, you don't know that there's neither Jew nor Greek, neither male nor female. For we are all one in Christ. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ. Hallelujah. So, they because of their unbelief, he operated them. Now look at verse 15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world, and what? And what? And what? He says, go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. Now, every creature, would that be including plants? Is that including plants? Is that including animals? Can your dog be born again? He's laughing. imagine you finish a crusade. Pastor just calls for people who want to be saved, and you see a dog in front. Dog will not lift one of his hand. Yet, so every creature is not every creature. Yeah? So can we say human race? Is that right? He says, go and preach the gospel. Go and herald the news of the gospel. You know, like I said, we're having our longest series beginning from next month on salvation. And we'll go through Genesis up until Revelation to see what the gospel and what salvation plan is. And I'll teach us something about the gospel. You know, we say the gospel is good news, right? Yeah, you know we say the gospel is good news. But is the gospel good news to everybody or good news to those that believe? No answer. Because the series might shock you. Is the gospel good news to everybody? Who determines the goodness of the news? Or who determines if the news is good? The receiver. Right? So if you go out on the street and meet someone who is a staunch atheist, and you preach the good news to him. Is that good news to him? When does it become good news? Okay. Yeah, so, and he said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. What is the gospel? Go to 1 Corinthians 15, quickly. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you. What did Jesus say the disciples should do? Go ye into the world and what? preach. What did Jesus, what did Paul do? I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have what? Received. And what? Wherein we... So where we believe is where we stand. Do you get that? Did you get that? Where we believe is where we stand. So a believer who has received the gospel is to stand where? In what he has believed. That is what? The gospel. So it means that every time and every circumstance that comes your way, your response should be from an angle of the gospel. It says, which ye also have received, and where ye stand. What we receive is where we stand. Are we together? Are we together? So we stand perpetually in that which we have received. Look at verse 2. By which also ye are. So you receive, you are saved, you stand. Hallelujah. So your standpoint as a believer is what? Having its foundation as the gospel. The gospel is a perspective by which we look through the challenges of life. Are we together? You know, forget about all this motivation speaking that says your life without Christ will be full of crisis. It's a scam. It's a scam. Yeah? That's why Paul scolded, you know, Stephen Timothy was scolding people. He said, leave those people who think that godliness is gain. Or gain is godliness, rather. First Timothy. Are we together? What? So, it means that, you know, the Bible, when it speaks about the gospel, is loud about how people gain. Are we here? The gospel, the New Testament books, doesn't teach about how people amass wealth, but teaches about the liberality, the riches of God, which is what? The generous heart we have received upon believing the gospel. Yeah? So what is the gospel? It says, verse 3, for I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received. Let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. How? Right? So Christ died for our sins, as the scripture said. That's what he said. So it means that the death of Christ did not come from the blues. It is taught well in the scriptures. At this time, there was no book called 1 Corinthians. Right? At this time Paul wrote this letter, there was no 1 Corinthians. So what were scriptures? Genesis to Malachi. So the scriptures already spoke about how Christ would die. If you check Genesis to Malachi, the word Christ is not mentioned. But he spoke about Christ. Hallelujah. He says, and that he was what? Buried. And he rose again the third day according to, as the scripture had said. So it means that in the scriptures you can find promises about how Christ will die and rise again. You might go to Habakkuk and you say, don't wait, tarry, wait for it. The vision is there for an appointed time. It will surely speak. And you explain that, oh, he will surely speak. He will surely come to pass. The vision of God's plan, or the plan that God has had from time, is the gospel. The gospel is God's plan. Are we together? The gospel is God's plan for redemption. The gospel is God's plan for salvation. The gospel is God's plan for deliverance. Hallelujah. So, God tells you, you've received the gospel, you stand there. Say, I have received the gospel, and I stand in the gospel. Yeah, so, look at John chapter 3, verse 3, quickly. John chapter 3, verse 3. Bible says, Jesus answered and said unto him, who is the him he answered? Okay, go to verse 2. Let's say it, Nicodemus. Let's read this verse 2 together. 1, 2, 3, go. Who is the same? We don't see, no. Look at verse 1. There was a, what was his name? Nico. Right? Nico. Yeah? Nicodemus came to Jesus. And Jesus now answered, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be what? Except a man be what? He cannot what? See the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. So, before one can see the kingdom of God, he has to be born again. To see the kingdom of God is a figurative expression for what? Partake of the kingdom. Yeah? It's not saying for you to go to heaven. No, once you believe the gospel, you've received God in you. You've received Christ in you. So it says, for a man to be born again, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, see the very intelligent question Nicodemus asked in verse 4. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the womb the second time and be born? So Nicodemus was wise enough or smart enough to know that when you mention born, you cannot born yourself. How many of you give birth to yourself here? You just appear from thin air. We have gone, we have come. How many of you? So it means that to be born, an external factor is required. Before a child can come to earth, a woman would have to house him in the womb and bring him forth for her. So Nicodemus knew about the theory or the biology behind being born. And he said, can a man enter his mother's womb again and come out? Look at Jesus' response in verse 5. Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. About 5-7 years ago, thereabouts, and he takes this verse as born of water and the Spirit, as you know, when a woman wants to give birth, water brings forth. Have you ever teach that before? Yeah, he says, except a man be born of water, yes, and the Spirit. So we say that except the woman, and then the water breaks forth. No, that's grammar, right? And the Spirit, the word there, and is the Greek word kai, and it's the word that speaks about which is or that is or I mean. So what is Jesus saying? Except a man be born of water, which is the Spirit. Get that? That is the Spirit, he cannot what? Enter. What did he say? In verse 3c. What did he call it here? Enter. So to see is to enter, and it means to be a partaker, to be in identification with the kingdom of God, his resurrection. Hallelujah. So it means that so to be born of water, he really means to be born of the Spirit. He cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Look at verse 6. That which is born of the flesh is what? And that which is born of the Spirit is what? So who is born of the Spirit here? I'm born of the Spirit. Say, I'm born of the Spirit. I'm born of the what? I'm born again. Say, I'm born again. I'm born of the Spirit. I'm full of the Spirit. So it means that by extension, every believer is spiritual. Amen. Because you are born of water, that is the Spirit. So John, the book of John, uses water as figurative for the Spirit. Look at John chapter 7, verse 39. Look at verse 37. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if a man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. So, who is talking? Jesus. And Jesus stood and said, if any man should thirst, let him come unto me and drink. So, it means that Jesus had a water to give that will quench thirst. Is that true? Is that true? Yeah? But a wise judge of scriptures will know that what we need to carefully look at the Bible and establish the figurative expressions and the real expressions. Or what you call written expressions. Yeah. So he says that Jesus said, if you are thirsty, come unto me. Right? And what? Drink. Look at 38. What did he say right now? He that believeth on me, as the scripture. Now, Paul said, as the scripture said. Jesus said what? As the scripture said. So as saints, we have to say, as the scripture said. Are we together? When we explain God's word, we explain God's word from the perspective of what the scripture says. Are we together? I'm heading somewhere. It says, out of his belly. Now, what did the scripture say? The scripture said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Whose belly? Your belly or his belly? Your belly or his belly? Your belly or his belly? Let me ask you this, your belly. Do you have the ability to give even water? How many of you go for a day and say, believe on me? You only receive living water by believing on him. Hallelujah. So, it now makes you understand what out of his belly shall rivers of living water flow. It's not that water is from the belly. It will flow to National Assembly before they understand what they are doing there. Are we together? Yeah, out of my belly flows rivers of living water. Your belly. No. You have received the river of living water. The only thing you can do is to point people to he that gives the living water. Are we together? How do we know? See, verse 39 solves our question. Let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. Hallelujah. So at this time, Jesus had not died and resurrected. So what is rivers of living water I will give? He spake he of what? The Spirit. So it means that a man who believes the gospel is a partaker of the Spirit. He's a spiritual man. Say, I'm a spiritual man. Say with the conviction, I'm a spiritual man. I'm a man of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Now, with that fact, it doesn't change the other place or the other, it doesn't change the fact that we're supposed to be tempted to walk in the flesh. Are we together? Are we together? There's a tendency to walk in the flesh. Why? Because we're in the world amidst men. Hallelujah. So when you allow the information of the world to get into your heart, there's a tendency for you to walk in the flesh. Think about it. It's except you are mad. You go on the road and you say you are mad. You are mad. You are mad. But nobody did anything to you. But if somebody should just brush your car, you know, in Nigeria now, because of the rate at which you brush people's car, we have different categories. You know, you tell somebody, somebody hit you from behind. When you now see the car, it's just one dent. See, you just brush. Sometimes you say, this is not brush. He just pecked you. He just kissed you from behind. Yeah, like that. Yeah, but, you know, the question is, if you're a man of the Spirit, you're a man that stands wearing in what you believed, no matter the heat that comes from behind, there's a response you have to give. It must come from the perspective of the gospel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, truth is that the things we listen to or the things that we listen to that affect our decision is not just based on hearing, but on how we listen. Let me give an example. Yeah, imagine I say, Sister Rose, go to the back of that door. Yes, you see, don't worry. You see $1 million. Okay, let's assume that what you've just said, that what will be your first reaction? You rejoice. What will be your first reaction? $1 million. Okay, let's make it £1 million. It's like, what, let's say £1 million. What will be your first reaction? You say, wow. You'll be shocked, right? Listen, everybody. You'll be shocked, right? I'm sure one of the first things that I should do is 8 times 650. It's 670, man. You know, we are not of this world. Our ATMs in heaven, we don't know the exchange rates. If we don't do it with £10, we spend the currency of heaven, which is faith. Say faith. Oh, glory to God. Yeah, so now, there is a way she can hear what I said and condemn what I said. Might she say, $1 million, or $1 billion, or $30 billion. Do you understand? There's a way she can hear it. I can say it to two people. And one of them will stay with you and say, forget this one, this pastor. This one doesn't believe in prosperity. The other one can say, I believe the words of my pastor. It's final authority over my life. You know, I run to the back of the door. What happened? What I said, they both heard, but they did not, what I said did not affect or did not influence both of them the same way. Did you get that? Same thing with the news and the things we expose our hearts to. You can hear a news and not allow it to influence your decision. Are we together? You can hear a news and condemn it with your words. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, so it means that as believers, because we are spiritual, we need to respond to life challenges in a spiritual way, from a spiritual perspective. As I keep telling people, you almost never hear me saying, I want to go and take my drug. It's like saying, I want to go and carry my wife. When I say I want to go and carry my wife, it means that that is my property. So if I say I want to go and take my drug, it means that I'm associating the drug to be my property. Are we here? Are we here? So you can as well just say, I want to go and take that drug or the drug. Have you taken the drug you're supposed to take? Not have you taken your drug? Are you the owner of the drug? Hallelujah. So as spiritual men, we are born of the Spirit. We are born of the Spirit. We cannot dictate how people hear what we say, but you can dictate how you respond to what people say to you. I said that again. When I talk, how you hear me? That's why you hear people. I'm not asking a question. How come when we teach that our sins are forgiven forever, what somebody in his own bed is hearing is that man is giving them license to sin? Come together. So when you say it, you don't have the capacity to help, or you don't have the capacity to determine how your listener will listen to what you say. That same way is the same way you too. When you hear things that are said, it is your decision to choose what you allow that thing to do to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if I say, go and check for $1 million at the back of the door, yes, you can say, by doing that, she has condemned what I said. Is that true? By doing that, she has told you that that news has no effect on her heart. Right? If I say it and it goes to the door to check it, what happens? It means that what I said, that what he listened to had an effect on his heart. If I said that he says, oh, 30 million or 30 billion, she has condemned what was said. Are we together? What I said, was it different for both of them? No. Both of them had different responses to that. Hallelujah. So it means that we are to be careful regarding how we expose our hearts to things of this world. Are we together? You cannot stop a bird from flying over your head, but you can stop a bird from pitching its nest on your head. Word. Hallelujah. Yeah? You cannot stop a thought. See, we are all in the midst of people. Before you came here, somebody brought you. Before you came here, you sat beside somebody. Before you came here, let's assume you drove your car. You drove beside somebody. So we'll see things. You know, I was in Benin over the week. You know, my friend picked me from the airport. And, you know, he was just very funny. I actually knew him, Simon. You know, he was just very, very funny, very funny. High-season, you know, guy. I said, Pastor, don't mind all this. He said, this is their traffic light. It's like Christmas decoration. Okay. Benin, the light is showing red. The red that is showing is for people in office. Not those in their house. Not you. People in office. And, you know, everyone is just lawless. So imagine, if you're not careful in the environment, see, you know the way they drive, right? The way they drive in that part of the world. That's not in Nigeria. See, you know the way you drive to intimidate people. You don't want to go, but you just put your head in front and press brake. You don't want to go. You want to just create fear. You're not going. You just do speak. Okay. For why did you have to do that? Why did you have to do that? Yeah, but you cannot control how people drive around you, even if you want to be sane. What's together? You be sane. I'm not going to eat anybody today. I'm not going to eat anybody. You ate back. The only way you cannot relate with men and their activities is by staying in your house. Even if you are staying in your house, let me tell you still relate with men. Nepa. They take like in money. Say, what kind of stupid nonsense people are this? People in their office, you didn't have to see them before you insulted them. But as a man in Christ, there's a response you give to every situation. Hallelujah. Say, I'm a spiritual man. I'm a spiritual man. I am careful about the things I do and say. Hallelujah. So, you see, don't let Nollywood deceive you. Eh? Satan's activities are found in the activities of men. Bible says in Ephesians 2, it says, the spirit that now dwells in the children of disobedience, he has quickened us from that. Hallelujah. So, Satan's activity, look at it. Oh, okay, one of the things we're going to explain in our next series. In the real sense, yeah, when Jesus was, okay, let me not say that. The activities of men, right, is the vessel and channel by which the devil operates on earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One of the things we're going to deal with in the next series is questions like, where did Satan come from? We might treat it. Who is Satan? Did God create Satan? Yeah, we're going to do questions like that. What made Satan Satan? If Satan existed before Adam, it would mean that Satan has everlasting life. Okay, just open your hearts. It's going to be a very interesting series. Like I said, it's going to be one of our longest series. Yeah. But the truth is that the activities of Satan, let me say this to help you. What made Satan Satan is in the activities of man. What made Satan Satan is in the activities of man. Write that somewhere and circle it. Hallelujah. God did not just wake up one day and just created the entire universe and say, Satan, you are the one that will oppress people that will disobey me. Are we together? Yeah. So Satan's activities are found amidst men, in the midst of men. That is why, you see, you might not even know. That's why, you know, every dream you have submits to the written word. You wake up, I'm not asking the question. The day you sleep and see 1 million in your account, what did you wake up and think, what is this dream says? Or you say, money is coming to my way. Don't go and work hard. Don't go and work hard. Yeah? But if they dream that maybe your wife or your husband comes to snake, Pastor, they found me, sir. They found me, sir. What is it? What is it? Pastor, I said they found me. Hallelujah. Every dream a believer has who is spiritual must submit to what the word says. Now, because we're in the midst of an environment where men are being, or where Satan has his way through men, we have to be careful what we expose our hearts to. Look at, I'm not thinking about it. Somebody wakes up. He said he slept for 5 days. He didn't wake up. God took her to heaven. And she comes in and she does a video for 10 hours. You and I, we go and buy. And I go to heaven. And I asked the angel of the living God. I said, I should ask God. And I went to God and I said, God, I thought she served you on earth. God did not say, ha, ha, ha. You see, that tiny piece of earring is what made her to be an everlasting fire. The rich man said unto Jesus, the word. The rich man said unto Jesus, he said, what? Send one of us from here to go and tell my people on the earth. And if you change their ways, what did Jesus say? They have prophets they will listen to. Let's talk about this joke gradually. We just like joking with ourselves. Let me tell you something. I bet you, if you read the book of Revelations, one night, chapter 1 to the last chapter, if you sleep, I can assure you, I know your dream. I know your dream. That's when you wake up and say, even what you read and how you read the word determines the kind of dreams you have. Are we together? How you read the word determines the kind of dreams you have. Look at Peter. Peter had a dream, right? Or he was in a trance. And he saw four-footed beasts. What did the instruction in the dream say? Peter, rise, kill, and eat. It is because Peter had an understanding of the word. That is why he knew that to rise, kill, and eat is to preach the gospel. Not, Pastor, I saw myself eating okra in the dream. This is third night. Okra. Pastor, that's it. The devil wants your life to be slow and dry. Stop eating okra. Your understanding of the word determines how you interpret your dreams. Every dream must submit to what the written word says. Hallelujah. Yeah, so we must be able to guide our hearts and not expose our heart to things of this world. Else, you'll just always live in perpetual fear. Hallelujah. 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 Imagine you have a dream. Yeah. See, the only reason imagine you have a dream, and you see in your dream, you saw you sow seed and money started flowing towards you. Oh, glory to God. You see, covetousness is an attitude a believer can have that people will swindle him of his money. Forget what the was. You know, I always say the gospel and prosperity, they are not siblings. Nobody gets rich by being a Christian. If you don't believe that right now, it is well with you. Are we together? See, it's not hard. What do motivation do? Sister Esther, I see you as a big woman in your family. I see stars bow to her and worship her. Is your name Josephine? You too. What am I doing? I'm working in your psyche. I see men go out of their way to leave their jobs and give you. You don't just see it. You don't see it, but I see it. Oh, you need to step out of the comfort zone and see it. This morning, you have to give like the king that you are. You too. They be bribing you. You that came to worry your transfer money. All your savings. I think you're one of my friends now. Thank God she knows the word now. She went to one of those meetings. They said, Kafaka, the you in peace bigger than the you that you are. All the money she has been saving for years to buy sewing machine, she dropped everything back. It's just to work on your mind. I see you. You tonight, you start giving like a big man. I want you to give like the king that you are. Ah. Give like the king that you are. Hallelujah. You don't just see it. Step into it. And as you step, you see. Step into it. You have to connect. You see, all this connecting and connecting and connecting. Since we've been connecting, what happened? Your understanding of life, of scripture, rather, determines your response to life. I want to believe an average person who sits under that kind of administration, who does it, like, every tongue that has been through, that's a content. Together. You see, there is a place of placing premium on your words, but only to the degree of what the word says. Let me say that again. There is a place where the believer is to place premium on his words, but it should be only to the degree of what the word says. Here somebody wake up and say, the Godhead is not complete without me. A serious friend of mine reached out to me about 2-3 years ago. He said, Pastor, I have a question. Can't I choose not to die on earth because God's life is me? The Bobody is away. They feel Zoe to bubble you. You know, I've explained in church, Zoe is not the life of God. Yeah, I'm explaining in church, right? Zoe is not the life of God. This life that I have, this is the life of God in me. Zoe is not the life of God. Zoe is just a Greek word for life. Are we together? We explain that from scriptures. Yeah, so what do you say? Pastor, I can choose to die at age 170. Even the person that taught you is their life. What do you know that Paul did not know? It's not Paul you are leading. Yeah, so you stop. So when you say this, like, oh, I'm what the world says I am. I can never be poor. Okay, that's fine. Because they don't act because the world says so. No. If you want to say I can never be poor, say it and put full stop. Yeah, if you don't work hard. Yeah, so in placing premium on our words, we must make sure that we do it to the degree of what the word says. So when the word says, we are righteous by faith through Christ, we are saved by grace through faith. For them, see? He says, through me salvation came. You're saying, have you not heard people? You know, people take this new creation reality to another level. As he is who I am. Read in context to the degree at which the word says so. Can you die for sins of mankind? Arise again. Yeah, I'm together. So someone will say, all things are yours. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 3. Have you heard that scripture before? All things are yours. Are all things yours? Including my wife? Including my bank account? My phone is yours? Covetousness has a way of challenging your heart. How can all things be yours? Look at 1 Corinthians 3, verse 23 or so. Yeah, look at verse 21. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise are that they are vain. Verse 21. Therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. Let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. Look at verse 22. Whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas, or the world or life or death, or the things present or things to come, all are yours. Is this saying including my bank accounts? Now, let me just help you to understand that verse. You know, we don't have time to look at it. From chapter, go to chapter, the same chapter 3, go to verse 5, verse 4. Let's see a few of it. Let's read quickly. Let's breeze through it. For while one said, I'm of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are you not carnal? So, it means that Paul is tackling division in the church in Corinth. Some of them were saying, I'm for Paul. Some of them were saying, I'm from Apollos. Look at the next verse. Who there is Paul, and who is Apollos? But ministers by whom you believed. So what is Paul saying? We are just servants by whom you heard the gospel and believed. Yeah? Even as the Lord gave to every man. Now look at verse 6. I have planted Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Where is Paul pointing your attention to? The God that gave the increase. Paul is not saying there are some pastors that don't know how to plant you. When they plant you, another pastor is the one that knows how to water you. No, you will see what he said in verse 7. So then neither is he that planted anything. Paul said I planted, Apollos watered. Is that true? Is that true? Neither is he that planted, neither is he that watered. But where is your attention going to again? God that giveth the increase. Look at verse 8. Now he that planted and he that watered are what? They are one. Yeah? So what is Paul saying? Don't allow division amongst you. He that planted, he that watered are one. Now look at it. It says, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. Look at verse 9. For we are what? Laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. According to the grace of God which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another builder thereon. But let every man take heed how he builded upon. What is Paul saying? Paul is saying, and the now, who preached the gospel to them in Corinth? Who was their spiritual father? Paul. Acts 19. Acts 15 tells you, moreover, brethren, I present to you the gospel which I preached unto you, which ye received. That's what started our teaching today. Yeah? So Paul is now saying, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid which is Christ. So Paul has laid the doctrinal foundation for the church in Corinth. Every other minister that comes should build on that. In the real sense, building on that doesn't mean adding to that, but actually building on that same thing that is from that same thing that is already laid. Are we here? I go to verse 18. I explained that two Wednesdays ago. Let no man deceive himself. What is Paul tackling? Hello, everybody. What is Paul tackling? Some were saying I'm from Apollos, some were saying I'm for Paul. So he's tackling it. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. Verse 19. For the wisdom of the world is foolishness with God, for it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. Next verse. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Verse 21. Follow attentively. Right? Therefore, let no man glory in what? What is Paul teaching from time? This division is not necessary. I am for Paul and for Apollos is not necessary. Let no man glory in men. For all things are yours. What is he really saying? Me, Apollos, is for you. Let no man glory in men. For both what Paul is doing, what Apollos is doing, they are all for your sake. All these things are for your sake. That's what he now tells you in verse 2. He now tells you in verse 2. It's so simple. Don't take a text out of context. He now tells you whether Paul, what Paul is doing is for your sake. Do you get that? Whether Paul, whether Apollos, whether of this world or life to come, everything, the death of the disciples and the apostles, the people that went through death, or people that died because of preaching the gospel, is for the sake of the furtherance of the gospel. For your sake. All things are yours. So let there be no division among you. For all, we are all ministers. We are all servants that God uses to minister to you. Hallelujah. So when the pastor comes and tells you, for all things are yours, how can all things be yours? How? First, it doesn't make logical sense. Second of all, it doesn't make scriptural sense. How about together? Oh, Sister Esther, for all things are yours. That's everything as yours. I heard of one man who said, Bill Gates works for me because I'm Christ. From your mouth. For the word of the Gentiles have been transferred unto me. Can a Christian die poor? Let me say this way. Most Christians die poor. If you don't find any place in your heart to believe, then you don't see what happens. Maybe you are one who disappears from the church to your house. Most Christians die poor. Are we together? Most Christians in Nigeria are in poverty. In case the first one did not sink. I'm talking of those who are still among the living. Amongst we that are living, most Christians are poor. They're poverty. So Christ did not die for your prosperity. So in placing premium on your words, you must stick to where the Bible stops. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you say what the word says about you in every situation. Say, I am what the word says I am. Say, I am what the word says I am. I think I've got things about me. So we are to say what God says about us, not say what we think God should say about us. Did you get that? Let's say it again. We are to say what God says about us. Not, look at it. God can say, you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Right? We are to stick to that exactly. When you start going out of the fence, when you start saying, through me righteousness came. Are we together? Say, I'm born of God. I'm a spiritual man. You see, spirituality and material wealth are not siblings. Are we together? Learn this early enough in your Christian faith, and it will help you ahead. It will help you from save you from depression in days to come. Did I say our needs cannot be met? No, our needs can be met. The needs of the disciples were met in scriptures. Our needs can be met. We experience miracles. Hallelujah. Let me ask you a question. How many of you have experienced the miracle this year? Lift your hands, let me see. Between 1st of January, and let me see, lift your hands, let's see it. You've experienced the miracle. Beautiful. You've gotten a sudden a job you didn't expect. Let me see, lift your hands. Well, you've experienced the miracle, you've gotten a job you didn't expect. Lift your hands. Right? See the number. Have we ever had a service for testimony time? Does it change the fact that miracles happen in our midst? And people say that, when you share, and they overcame by the blood of the lamp, word of the lamp, which is the word of their testimony. Yeah, what is the way teaching? Yeah, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, which is their words or the words of their testimony. So what were they testifying about? Is the victory of the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. So the words of our testimony is the victory of the blood of the Lamb. A lot of times when people share testimony, a lot of other people leave the church more depressed than they came. Because they're like, and the pastor will not come. If you are here and nothing has turned around for your good, it means you are not connected to the anointing. Yeah, there's something you are doing. Check it, you are not considering your tithes. Check it well. You are not giving enough. It's a lie. You give 2 minus 1 is what? It's not 100-fold. If you are any 100,000 naira and you give to the church, for the needs of things in the church and brethren to be met. If you remove 20,000 naira, what is that? You know, people are saying that we are discouraging giving. In the real sense, if you teach God's word well, you will give more. You realize it's those that teach tithes that actually encourage stinginess. Because from all your giving, they just want 10%. God that died for your sins. You see needs in the church, and he only 10% every month. But as a liberal person, well taught the word, you know that 10% is too small to give to meet the needs of brethren amongst you. Because not everybody in the church will be rich. Are we together? So it means that we are to praise premium on our words to the degree of what the word says. We are to work hard, right? Read your book. You see, you don't have an exam tomorrow and go for prayer line. And you've not read your book throughout the semester. No, you are using Paul to rob Peter. Are we together? How do you pass your exam? By reading. How do you pass your exam? By reading. How do you become better tomorrow by reading? Do miracles happen? Yes. Well, imagine that for a country like Nigeria, where an average student in university does 15 courses. If you have miracle in one, it's not the 14, you have miracle, you know. It's not by saying God of miracle. It's not by like that, though. The God of miracle gave you common sense so you will let him rest in certain situations. Are we together? Yeah. So what is the essence of this admonition today? No matter what you find yourself, where you find yourself, stay with the word. There's a way you can hear things and not hear it the way you are expected to hear it. You hear it from the standpoint of the gospel. How you say there's peace in me. There's peace in me. So how do we deal with negative thoughts? Yeah, we use the word of God. We superimpose the word of God. Look at Mark's Gospel 5:35. As soon as fearful thoughts come, you deal with it. While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house, and which said, thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? Listen, as soon as Jesus heard, hold on, they said that this lady is dead. So what is that saying? Why are you now troubling the master? What did Jesus do? Verse 36. As soon as Jesus heard the words that was what? Did Jesus hear the words? Did he hear the words? As soon as Jesus heard the words that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. Everybody around Jesus heard that they said the daughter is dead. What did Jesus hear? Jesus chose not to hear what was said. What did he do? What did he do? He countered what was full of fear with words of faith. He says what? Be not afraid, only what? Look at that. In Israel, terrible situations can come towards your way. And there's a way you can hear and not listen. Are we together? There's a way you can hear and not listen. You are in, we see, the thing that they are fighting in Guarada, you are scared. You are in Wuse. I'm not even know Abuja. Wuse. Guarada. You are scared in Wuse. This is not as much as we say about that. Jesus, just in the midst of negative words, said, he said, well, do not be afraid, only believe. Look at verse 37. And he suffered no man to follow him except Peter. Hallelujah. And James and John, the brother of James. Look at verse 38. And he cometh into the house of the ruler or the synagogue and seeth the tumult, and then them that wept and wailed greatly. Verse 9. And when he was coming, he said unto them, why make ye this ado and weep? This damsel is not dead, but what? Can you see? Words of fear came. What did Jesus do? He used word of faith to nullify the words of fear. They have come to Jesus, all the disciples, they've all prayed, though. They prayed, though. Nothing can happen. Jesus said what? Do not be afraid. Only believe. Hallelujah. Say, I'm not a man of fear. I'm full of the Holy Ghost. So negative thoughts about things, about life, about people will come to you in life. Are we together? But never allow negative perspectives of people to settle in your heart. Don't use what people have done to you in the past to treat people that are coming to you in the future or in now. Somebody from Wari broke your heart last year. Another lady in church is just asking you, did you enjoy service today? And you found out she's from Wari. You now go back and say, why is she asking you? Man, the heart of man has a tendency to view other men through the lens of other men. Are we together? Yeah, never be one who is full of. You see, what did Paul say in 1 Corinthians 14? Look at it, 1 Corinthians 14, 21. 23, so 13. No, 20. Let's do together. 1, 2, 3, go. In madness be what? Not somebody fought you in 2009. People went to separate way. 2019, the person came to you. Jesus, I don't know what to say. I knew they would come back. Because like, when you see a pastor saying, anybody that leaves this church doesn't flourish, what do you do? Start stepping away. You think it's a lie. Ask Sister A. When she left this church, next week her brother died. Ask Rabbi. As soon as he left this church like this, all the contracts he had been getting from National Assembly, everything stopped. What did Paul say? We are all yours. Yeah. You don't have to allow negative thoughts fill your heart concerning people. People will come and go will go. Eh? If people that did vow in front of pastor, 1 week after they die, they go their ways. Anybody can come, anybody can go. But you must keep believing the best of people. You must believe the best of situations. You must believe the best of people. Believe the best of situations. Are we together? That's why when we are growing up, building our kids, we need to be careful the words we say. You are sitting down in your chair. Your kid, your child is taking steps on you. You are blind, man. That's the response to your child. You are blind, man. In the evening, your child starts scratching. Daddy, my eye is scratching. You say, what happened? But you say you are blind, man, in the morning. Why are you surprised? Is there no way you can correct a child without saying you are blind, man? Is there no way you can correct that insulting? Don't be full of insult. Bible says in Matthew 5:44, it says, bless them who curse you. Are we together? If you do good to only those who do good to you, what difference are you from the unbeliever? An unbeliever knows to do good to those who do good to him. You rub my back, I rub your back. No, the Bible teaches that as a Christian, they stab your back, you rub their back. Did you get that? You see, what we are teaching is supposed to be a practical application to our lives. Are we together? Yeah, we must live by the word. We are spiritual men. We have a standpoint, which is the gospel. So they stab your back, you rub their back. Not they stab your back, you stab their back. Are we together? There is never a time when walking in love will be wrong. Did you hear that? There is never a time when walking in love will be wrong, even if you see the man that killed your father. Did you hear that? Is it painful? Always think about yourself now. Are you a beneficiary of God's mercy? Think about yourself. I am a beneficiary of God's mercy. So why should I not be able to give mercy to whom much is given, much is expected? Are we together? So Paul says what? Be men in understanding. So we are to guide our hearts. See, anytime you feel mistreated, right? Anytime you feel mistreated, is a time the devil wants to have a way to your heart. He wants you to respond. And sometimes, you see sometimes, so people, they open church. They open church because they fought them in their normal church. That's not a time to go and open church. If not, all your messages will be about reverse conduct. Or you don't teach about walking in love. Why? Because you have made yourself to be a victim. So you are teaching from an angle of being a victim. Hallelujah. So what do you do? You deal with it first. You see, your words have the power and authority to control the things of your life. Look at Proverbs chapter 25, verse 28. Proverbs 25, verse 28. He that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down and without what? And without what? Walls. Yet you must be in control of situations. Hallelujah. You must believe the best of every situation. Sometimes you look at them like, why? What does this guy still believe will happen in this place? But there's a dead end here. No, you know, I said something where teaching nothing on serious, maybe thinking of the spirit. Yet let it be that when evil happens, it meets you in faith. Are we together? Let it be that when that evil thing, you pray, though, you pray for the person who does you to bed, though, yeah, it meets you in faith. Let it be you are one who will wake up in the morning and say, I will have my child in my womb. I will have my children. Yeah, I'm going to marry. Look at it. The internet makes it so this way. How can you watch 10 different successful weddings and see one wedding that is not good, and that's when your attention is fixed on? Is that how it works? You watch one thing, and the pastor will just say, anybody that has anything to do with this, the mind will disappear. If you now be dreaming and be sleeping, and your mind disappeared. Yeah, let your heart be fixed, remain positive. Oh, I'm going to do well in life. Yes, the hospital comes with the news and say you are HIV positive. What do you say? That is the doctor's report. Yeah, because HIV positive can change to HIV negative. Are we together? Always remain in faith. Always remain. Stay positive no matter what comes your way. Yeah, don't put your attention on that which is not working. All the marriages in this life, everything is breaking. I don't know marriages that are not breaking. Why is your attention on those that are breaking? Yeah? Oh, it looks like there's so much you want to do. What do you do? The peace of God is in me. Yeah? Yeah? Imagine you listen to some people. Yeah, Pastor, I just like to cry. Anything that happens, I cry. Why are you crying for every situation? Pastor, there's a family thing. Which family are you talking about? Small thing happened. You forgot your purse at home. You start crying. Your wallet slipped, you start crying. You apply for a job, then you start crying. Pastor, the family thing, just let me be. You are 10 years a believer, hearing the word of truth, I still crying for every situation. The crying is the way I express myself. You cannot rejoice. Let me ask you a question. If you are a man that wants to go and toast a lady, and as I'm toasting a lady, something that's supposed to make you cry normally happens to you, will you cry? That means you can hold yourself. Because you want to show a man. So it means that you can hold yourself. Why do you hold yourself in front of the fine lady, and when you're alone, you weep? That's a family thing. Okay. How did you get that? Pastor, you know, Pastor, the family, even my mom, you see how she cry. Oh no, I'm from a new family. I'm from a new family. Okay. Let me tell you something. You can apply to 10 jobs and they reject you in all of them. And you still remain in faith. Are we together? Are we together? Eh? Me that is not here, they rejected me several. I'm not going to lie to you. I have nothing that nobody can reject me. Anywhere I step, you will not step in the right place. Anywhere I step, they always accept me. I have the anointing. Come and show up on it. Even Jesus that gave you the anointing, a full city rejected him to the point that disciples that follow him say, okay, let's call that fire. Luke chapter 9. Should we call that fire like Elijah to destroy these people? Can you imagine the extent in which they rejected God? Are there not people on the street that unbelievers that are rejecting God today and the gospel? They rejected God. Why? Think about it. So you can apply for 100 jobs and you lose all of them. But what is it? Pastor, I don't know. Always rejecting me. Always rejecting me. You say always, but when you apply for admission to your university, they accepted you. But you say always. So let me not lie to you. Life is not going to be as always as you expect it to be. The boat of life will not always go towards the direction you are navigating it towards. But what do? You stay in faith. You stay on the solid rock, the standpoint of the gospel. You are a spiritual being. Jesus was on the boat with his disciples. What happened? He was resting. Are we together? He was what? Resting. Master, don't you care that we'll be buried? He laughed. What happened? What did he say to the storm? That's a template. You keep saying it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Never allow the conditions of the things you go through change what you say. Yeah? What does what say about you? You have a peace of God. Yeah? Feed on the peace of God. Right? And you experience peace. Yeah? But there's nothing like because I have the Holy Ghost to me. Wherever I step, all the things are going to scatter for my favor. What of the other Christians that are there? This is the pastor will be telling them their own. All of you will meet in the office. So, we are to keep the word on our lips. We are to remain positive in every situation. Every situation. Don't keep records of wrong, of what people do to you. Some people, you see them, they have a book. They write all the evil people do to them. Why? Is it a book of life that dealt with you? Or you think God has a book where he's writing those things? No. Say, I'm a forgiving human being. I'm a spiritual man. I let my words determine a lot about my life. Yeah? Something's going to happen to you. Say, I'm dying. Hey, this girl will kill me. Or this girl has killed me. You are still talking. You know, I always tell you, I cannot mention the name of that comedian. Yeah? When they just ask him to come and invite him as MC. Welcome to the stage. Comedian, Mr. You Die. Okay, we must place premium. See, most of what we do in our lives is with words. How am I teaching you now? Words. If you get what you want to pray, how do you use words? Right? If you want to communicate, what do you use? Words. So it means that words play a vital role in our lives. Say, I stay positive. I'm on God's side. God is with me. God is with me. Say, I will not allow life challenges to bully me. Say that again. I will not allow life challenges to bully me. Yeah, you can be in Christ and what you plan that, in fact, you can be in Christ and words of knowledge have come and words of wisdom about things that will happen, jobs you will get, contracts you will get, and you will not come. Am I saying it's wrong to feel sober? I'm not saying that. At least Jesus showed us an example. The Bible says Jesus wept, right? Yeah? But even in the weeping, you remain in faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You remain in faith. Don't be someone who is driving. Someone just press, one to just press pull from behind, start crying. Daddy! Daddy! I didn't put L on my car today. Yeah? See, I'm not full of fear. I'm full of faith. My needs are met. There's no bitterness in my heart. See, there's no bitterness in my heart. I walk in love. I walk in love. I walk in love. I'm a product of God's word. This year, I'm fruitful. Decades to come, I'm fruitful. Say, decades to come, I'm fruitful. I'm born of the Holy Ghost. I'm a spiritual being. I flow in power. I flow in power. Hallelujah. You see, when it comes to the expression of the gifts of the Spirit, yeah, don't chicken out. What none of us do, we chicken out. Yeah? You say, you say, you did one of knowledge once, first time in your life. You say, why is it that always one of knowledge is not working for me? Pastor, how come I, and you don't do it once in your life. Imagine Jesus met that woman at the well. I said, go and call your husband for me. What a lot of us would do, we chicken out. Right? What did the woman say? Say, I don't have any husband. Is that what she said? What would the man say? Jesus will have you. Hey, Jesus, Misa. They say Jesus, turn off. He off lights. Jesus did not get it though. What did Jesus do? He went forward. And when he went forward, he kept saying it. And everything he said afterwards was correct. Imagine if he chickened out for the first time. Look at this morning. Our sister said, victory. Yeah, what did we do? Continue there. What did we do? We brought out the exact thing from the same spirit. Imagine if you said, victory. Nobody said victory. Pastor, nobody is victory today. Let everybody go home. Pastor, let everybody go home. Nobody is victory. Do you know that what he did? You know that it's possible that, you know, Bralemi came out and said, who is victor? You know, it's possible that Bralemi stayed on the seat and said, we have dealt with victory before. It's possible he stayed on the seat and said, we've done victory before. Let's not be like, you know. See, this of the spirit is something you grow in it by only practicing it. Are we together? You get perfect and better by the day. I'm thinking about all this chicken, all this blah blah word of knowledge. You know. Who is a maker around you? You say nobody. Your brother is a maker. You say no. Your father is a maker. Your uncle is a maker. Your father's brother is a maker. You say no. In your estate. In your estate, who is a maker? What do you leave? We say, in the attack, we say, who's the maker? That's not what we're talking about. See, once you get it by the Spirit, you bring it out and pour it out. You bring it out and pour it out and stay there. Look at it. A lot of times, when you start, it might not go as you expect. You're not impressing anybody. Are we together? I said, you're a showman. I've never missed all of knowledge in my life. Who sent you? Who sent you? My pastor is so accurate. He doesn't miss. See, now we say, sometimes when I pray these things, you know, to all of you, you'll be looking at them and say, Pastor, Pastor. The truth is that I'm just giving more expression to it. And sometimes I'll go back and be like, Is it that as soon as I say it, somebody's life just rearranged and it becomes that person? What do? I don't chicken out. Say, I don't chicken out. I don't give in to fear. I stay there. I stay consistent. I say it. Even if I miss it, I say it. For I'm born of God. Let me tell you something. A lot of times, when we say certain things, I've noticed a lot of times when we say some things, it's about people. It might be around people around us. It might be about people that are around us. But God wants to speak to His people. Hallelujah! God wants to speak to you. Don't give in to fear. Don't be scared. Don't be scared about life challenges. Don't be scared. It looks like everything is going upside down. Don't be scared. Why? Because God is on your boat. Hallelujah! God is always with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He will never. He says, "Lo, I am with you always to the ends of the earth." Say, God is with me forever. God is with me forever. So you apply for a contract, doesn't work. What do you say? God is with me forever. Oh, God is with me forever. Is he sad? Yes, but God is with me forever. How together? You get a job, you lose it. God, see, that's why you see, you don't. If you think you are the alpha and omega in your office, yeah, when they sack somebody beside you, you see that's the paradigm, type and shadow. If they can sack somebody, they can sack you. In fact, you even see that they even sack CEOs of their own company. You've not seen. They will sack a CEO of his company. That's type and shadow. But what happens? You remain in faith. Say, I'm a man full of faith. I'm born of the Holy Ghost. I'm a spiritual man. I view life from a spiritual perspective. Say it again. Say, I view life from a spiritual perspective. I'm full of the Holy Ghost. I'm born of God. Let me say this. Dear saints in God's palace, do well to make yourself solid in God's word and make sure you bring your children up in the way of sound doctrine. Can you hear that? How many of you want your children to go through what you went through in Christianity? Nobody, right? Pay attention to sound doctrine. Let your children also pay attention to sound doctrine. Not tribunal and capricorn every day. Not Chivita. Not Vijumik every day. That's why when we start having a children class now, it's not A for BAP, B, and we in the school for. If you want to learn BAP, go to the school. You have teenage church, you are showing them thing. After the age thing, you now say Chivita. Chivita is for me. I'm the drink Chivita. You know, and they dance. And they dance. And they go. They come back next day. What did you learn today? Chivita is for me. I will drink Chivita. That's why you're using your own knowledge to do a song. That's your own spiritual song. Altogether, yeah. Make sure you give yourself sound doctrine such that your children are solid for the word. We want to build a church where we see young boys. Look at that child, man. She should not just be jumping. She should go and be laying hands on people. Chivita is for me. Try the whole service. From 9 o'clock to 12. Chivita is for me. I will teach you. You as a parent have to be solid first. Are we together? Let me tell you something. In the next 20 years, we would have more people that will not want to believe in God because of the rate at which technology is going. Can you hear that?
Yes.
In the next 10, 20 years, most of us here would have given birth. So it means I'm talking about your children's generation. You will have more people that will say there is no God. Forget that what I'm just saying. What I just go out and share flyer. It will be harder to do evangelism because there will be more knowledge, more information. Your kids must be able to stand that. Your kids cannot be going to school and learning curriculum of Isaac Newton Monday to Friday and still come to church to be learning about Newton. Or even less than Newton, can't be so. Please take what I just said seriously. Altogether, be deliberate about bringing up your children in the way of the Lord. Say, I'm going to have my children. I'm going to have my children. And they will be sound for God. Think about it. You know that when we flow in some things, our parents are proud of us. Right? When we do some things, your parents are proud of you. Imagine how proud you'll be of your child talking about Luke 24:24 at age 10. Jesus explained for scripture and he's explaining it one by one and he's giving it to you. Won't you be proud? I was in the midst of teenagers one day in the UK, you know, and they asked a question to the Sunday school lecturer. She didn't know the answer. Then the last day we will know. But you know, we have more questions for you. Mommy, is it there? Yes, God. Where is the God? Where is the God? Oh, they say, yes, 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 blah, blah, blah. You say, I'm speaking in tongues. Amen, mommy, live here. They will tell you. If you are not scared, you too, you will live here. And you will live there. And then they say, all these children. Yeah. It's not just by confessing the children, the signs, the Lord, the children are given to me, they are for signs and wonders. Yeah. And you are not teaching your child. Yeah, for signs. You know that scripture is not about your children, right? Have I taught it in church before? Yeah. The children which the Lord has given unto me, they are for signs and wonders. The children will shock you in the signs they show you. You will wonder if you are not careful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Life will not always be sweet. But the degree of God's word you allow in your heart is what will allow you to go through the storm. I'll say it again. Life will not always be sweet. Amen? The degree of God's word you allow in your